How can God's light be evident in your daily life? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for the Lighthouse Report. And Adam Stattmiller uses John chapter 9 to explain just what that means and the difference that shining the light of Christ can make.
John chapter 9 talks about Jesus and healing the blind man. The book of John is all about light and life, that when we shine our light, we become the light that brings life. And the book of John equates light with life. Whenever you shine the light of Christ in the world, you're infusing actual life into the world. You're bringing hope. Jesus does this, it says, as he was going along, it says in the scriptures, one of the translations in John 9, as he was going along, he saw a man born blind at birth.
And Adam says that by opening your eyes to the needs all around you, you clearly see the opportunities you have to be a light.
What I would encourage is to have eyes that see, to be willing to keep your eyes open and step into every opportunity that God gives you. I gave an illustration in my sermon last week that when I hike, I tend to look at my feet the whole time I'm hiking. And I can do that as I walk around life as well. Look at the geography of your life. Where do you normally go? What are the stores you go to? What are the coffee houses you go to? The school where you drop your kids off? And who are the people every day that, you know, it can just be a smile or it could be a long conversation, inviting them to church, whatever it is, but just being a light to the world. And so every day, shine the light of Christ in the way God has created you. You don't have to be Billy Graham. You don't have to be Mother Teresa. Be who God has created you to be and shine the light of God there, and you will begin to see life and be infused into people's lives.
That is exactly right. Look for the opportunities you have to be a light for Jesus Christ. You'll find it'll be amazing the difference God can make in people's lives through you.